9:48 on this 21st of October. A Monday edition, Sports Daily, Shane and Bruce Jack Chambers produces. Time for the Syndio Twitter question, brought to you each and every day at this time by our friends from Syndio HRO, your HR experts in Wichita. Where are you going today, Shane?
Standby, I forgot. Oh.
Well, that happens.
We just talked about it, dummy. Twitter question for today. Who ends up with more strikeouts in the World Series? Garrett Cole, Justin Verlander, Max Scherzer, Steven Strasburg.
Wow.
A little lazy, but somewhat worthwhile, hopefully, that question. Who ends up with more punch-outs in the World Series? Garrett Cole, Justin Verlander, Max Scherzer, Steven Strasburg. To your point, to your last segment, 2010s are the first decade since the 1910s in which the Yankees did not make a World Series. So 1910/teens is the last time we won't have a Yankee team make it to the World Series. Vegas, Vegas has the Astros as the favorites by the widest margin since the Red Sox were favored over the Rockies in 2007. So we were right about that one. The Red Sox ended up sweeping the Rockies in four games that year. And one thing that we haven't really brought up, and I kind of didn't bring it up on purpose. I think maybe you feel the same way, but we'll find out. I didn't bring up Bryce Harper purposely.
Yeah.
A lot of people did. And not necessarily to troll him, but to just point out that, you know, the Nationals went all those years with Bryce Harper and didn't make it to the World Series. And the first year he bolts, the Nats make it. He says he's happy that they made it to the World Series. Was quoted as, you know, being thrilled for the organization, that he's not jealous, you know, and he shouldn't be. He got $330 million from the Phillies. But
you just took the words right out of my bank account. I mean, that's exactly right. And look, competitively, yes, he's a competitor and he wants to win, and he'll play on a team that gives him a chance at some point to do that. I don't think the Phillies are that far away, quite frankly. But why wouldn't you be? I don't know. See, I don't get the whole idea of being so small that you'd be jealous or wishing ill of guys that you played with.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you're talking about guys that were teammates of his. I mean, don't you hold out some hope that that good things happen to them?
I would think.
I don't get wishing ill will on others. And apparently plenty of people do. But why would Bryce Harper want anything but good things for the team
maybe
he
not,
used to play for?
Maybe not that. I would hope no one's that petty. But fear, not buyer's remorse, but, you know, like, oh, that could have been me if I'd have just stuck around one more year.
Yeah.
No?
Yeah. I mean, it's the nature of the game.
Yeah.
That's the economics of the game. What was Bryce Harper supposed to do? Phillies offered more money.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
And that goes back to the comparison when you compare free agent athletes to whatever your job is. Like if you get a raise or if you get offered more money somewhere else,
well, yes,
and you're okay with the move, you do it because you're getting compensated more. Now, that's not the answer to everything, but – you know, if you're doing the same job and somebody else offers you quite a bit, you know, a raise, a hike in pay, Joe Schmo off the street would take that job and wouldn't bat an eye, and yet we criticize some people.
Do we honestly feel like Bryce Harper kept Washington from winning games? I mean, Washington was in the eighth inning on the verge of not getting past the wild card game, lest we forget. I mean, I don't know.
Well,
Bryce Harper's fine.
I'm fine with Bryce Harper, too.
Yeah. I'm fine with Bryce Harper. No problem with Bryce Harper. Love watching him play the game. And
you know,
the Phillies.
While we're on it,
we'll be fine.
Isn't he. I'm going to go overrated on you just yet, but for how we've built him up or our perception of him is that he's a mega superstar.
He's overpriced right now. He's not that. He's not Mike Trout. Is he a top 10 player in Major League Baseball?
I don't even know if he is. Is he?
I don't think he probably is, but I'll bet you he's a top 15 or top 20 guy. He's kind of risen and fallen a little bit. I mean, he's been a little bit up and down. But
he sure is a lightning rod.
Oh, yes, he is.
I mean,
right.
And 35 home runs and 114 RBIs, pretty good first year for the Phillies.
Well,
but,
sure.
You know, in the year of the home run, maybe you expect more return on your investment. But I don't know. I think he gets brought up way too much in games that he's not involved in, you know. And a little bit of that's unfair. I don't have a problem with the way he plays. I don't have a problem with his attitude necessarily. I'm fine with Bryce Harper, but I feel like he gets not maligned, but if I were him, I'd be like, hey, keep my name out of your mouth. You know, no,
right.
I don't play for them anymore, and I didn't say anything, you know. But
no, I mean, it's not like he's popped off.
No.
I mean, he's like, whatever. I mean, he's gotten on with his. Look, he shows up and plays. He hits home runs, scores runs.
Walks a lot.
Walks a ton. What's his WAR? He was around 5 this year,
his
wasn't he?
His offensive WAR was 3.4 this year. A little
okay.
bit off of his last 2 years when it was over 4.
Okay, so
his
there you go.
His defensive WAR is not much to write home about, but not, they're not
no.
paying him for that.
No. I got no problem with Bryce Harper being on my team, by the way. I mean, he's averaging close to 35 home runs over his, what,
Eight years.
8 years? Yep. 8 years already, and he's not only, what, he's 26 years old?
He was a rookie when he was 19, so yeah.
Yeah, so there you go. Wow. He's still got a lot of production ahead of him. By the way, he's walked 230 times the last 2 years.
Yep.
So it's on base a ton. They're just fine. All right. Stay with us. We'll turn the page. We do have the NFL to get to. And you got to love America. Sam Mellinger from the Kansas City Star points this out. Only in America can you get 3.5 points and have Aaron Rodgers as your quarterback against Matt Moore and the Chiefs. Coming up, stay with us.